Real or not? Art fakes and fakers. A world of art. Imagine a world without art. It would be like a world with colorless flowers, for color is an element of art. Design is an element of art, too. The room you are in, the clothes you are wearing, the design in this book, these are all forms of art. Art can make us feel many different emotions. It can make us feel happy, surprised, challenged, shocked, or even sad. It means different things to people and cultures throughout the world. Throughout human history, people have created artwork, and some of these works, and the people who created them, have become famous. For just about as long, there have been people who copied original art and falsely claimed it as their own, which is illegal. These people are called forgers, and their works are called forgeries. Usually, they copy artwork created by famous artists. Because a famous artwork can be quite valuable, making copies of it can be a very profitable business. Art students have often copied the styles of other painters to improve their own work. This is not forgery. Forgery occurs when someone deliberately tricks others by producing and selling fakes for money. It is a crime, and like all crimes, when the criminals are discovered, they must face the consequences. Ancient forgers. The earliest art forgers that we have proof of were probably the Phoenicians. They traveled great distances within the Mediterranean, trading goods. They did not have their own style of artwork. Instead, they copied much of their art from trading partners, including the Syrians, Egyptians, and Greeks. They would take images and use them on their own works of clay and metalwork. In the 1800s, a rare ancient Egyptian bull was found. The bull appeared to be very old. It even had the name of its Phoenician owner written on it in Egyptian writing. The bull also had a picture of an Egyptian king armed with a bow and arrows, destroying his enemies. Yet, when experts studied the bull more carefully, they found obvious mistakes that meant the bull never could have come from Egypt. The powerful king was pictured killing as many of his own soldiers as the enemy. Even stranger, the racing carriage wasn't even tied to the horses. This bull was a real example of the type of cheaply made goods, full of obvious errors that were typical of Phoenician forgery. Throughout history, people have always copied or borrowed from each other. The ancient Egyptians were very skillful at copying, and the ancient Romans copied sculptures from the Greeks. The Greeks were so good at copying that sometimes an expert could not tell if the work was original or not. The Phoenician market might have been full of copied art. Examples of Phoenician bulls all decorated in the Egyptian style. The Greek sculpture of Zeus was copied by the Romans and given the new name Jupiter, below. Motives and methods of the crime. While there are many different kinds of forgers and forgeries, a major reason to commit forgery is money. Occasionally, an artist may copy the work of other artists because he or she desperately wants to be recognized. Still, most forgers commit this crime for the money. There are different ways a forger can copy art. One way is to make an exact copy of a certain piece of art. Another kind of forgery might involve borrowing different ideas and elements from several pieces of an artist's original work. Still another kind of forger might make the artwork by copying a well-known artist's style and materials and then signing the artist's name. Forgery again. Sometimes, a forger may want to increase the value of an existing piece of artwork, so he or she tries to make it something it's not. For instance, sometimes forgers have restored old works of original art by taking off some paint and repainting parts of it. They do this to make the art appear as if it is in better condition than it really is. The better its condition, the more valuable it will be, putting more money in the pocket of the forger. A painter copies a self-portrait of Vincent van Gogh from a book. Copies of famous paintings in this studio are sold to tourists legally and provide income for young painters in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Infamous forgers. Han van Meegeren. Some people believe that Han van Meegeren was one of the most brilliant art forgers of the 20th century. His fake paintings tricked buyers out of millions of dollars. Van Meegeren desperately wanted to be a successful artist, but his work was criticized because it lacked originality. As a result, museums and art galleries didn't want to exhibit his art. To show his talent and make some much-needed money, Van Meegeren then decided he would become a forger. Many people believe that, at first, Van Meegeren only planned on getting art critics to notice and praise the work and then informing them that he was the real artist. He carefully studied the styles, colors, and techniques of famous artists so that he could make perfect copies of their work. It took him several years to do this, but he came up with a technique that made his paintings appear real. He made his own paints from things that the artist would have used. He used the same kind of brushes and found old canvases or materials to paint on. Some of his paintings sold for huge amounts of money. Han van Meegeren, at age 56, in front of his painting, Jesus Among the Doctors, a perfect copy of Vermeer's painting style. Many of Van Meegeren's paintings were so good they were displayed in museums. He became so wealthy that he didn't know what to do with all his money. Some say he hid his money in the many houses he owned, and he had so much that he would forget where he had hidden it. But, like a powerful ocean wave, Van Meegeren's wave of success crashed. Van Meegeren was finally arrested, not for forgery, but for selling Dutch paintings to the Nazis during World War II. To avoid being accused of helping the Nazis, he finally admitted that he was a forger and that the painting he had sold was actually a fake Vermeer. Because his forgery was of such amazing quality, the police and art critics didn't believe he had done it. To prove he had, Van Meegeren painted a new forgery, surrounded by reporters and witnesses selected by the court. He painted this forgery in 6 weeks. During Van Meegeren's trial, experts were hired to carefully examine his paintings, and they were able to uncover secret techniques he had used to make his forgeries appear old. When it was discovered that he was, in fact, a master forger, he was charged with the crime of forgery and sentenced to prison. However, he died before he even began serving his sentence. The style of painting that Van Meegeren became so successful at forging. Detail of another forged Vermeer called Woman Reading Music. A woman takes a close look at Van Meegeren's fake Vermeer, Christ and the Disciples at Emmaus. Detail top far left. Elmer de Hori. Throughout history, there have been many great and famous artists. Artists such as Pablo Picasso, Paul Gauguin, Henri Matisse, and Pierre-Auguste Renoir. Art critics throughout the world recognize their styles, and today their works are worth millions of dollars. It is no wonder, then, that many forgers have tried to copy these famous artists. One of the most famous and talented art forgers was Elmer de Hori, a Hungarian painter who forged, among others, paintings by these masters. In 1946, de Hori tricked a friend by selling him a forged Picasso. After that success, he started selling his forgeries to art galleries, saying they were part of his family's collection. As something of an artist in his own right, de Hori tried from time to time to sell his own original paintings, but he was unsuccessful. His real talent was always in copying someone else's work. The detail in his paintings was so accurate that he even fooled expert art critics. In fact, some of his paintings sold for the same price as the originals. Even though De Hori made a lot of money in his lifetime from forgeries, he died a poor man, facing criminal charges. De Hori became famous throughout the world. Other forgers began to copy De Hori's forged paintings. They claimed that they were by De Hori, and they sold them for a huge amount of money. The forger himself had been forged. Almir De Hori. Spot the difference. Almir De Hori in two paintings. The top one is his fake, and the bottom, the original by Paul Gauguin. The fake process. Creating an old canvas. Fooling experts with forged artwork is a very challenging process. If forgers want to copy an old painting, they need to copy everything the artist used and did. One of the first things a forger has to do is find a canvas that is the same age as the painting that will be forged, because an expert can easily detect modern canvases that have been made to look old. Once a forger has the right canvas, he or she can either take the paint off the original painting or paint over it. Removing original paint is an extremely difficult task. Forgers then need to make their paintings look as old as the original. They will use a needle to make marks on the paint and then rub black ink over it to make it look old. This may look real, but the marks don't go down to the canvas, which is a sign that the painting is a fake. Baking the canvas and then cooling and rolling it quickly also help make a painting look old. Another way is to use a special brush to paint some shiny oil onto it. Or forgers may paint using egg whites with some color added to get a natural look, but this can be difficult because the forger needs to work quickly. A close-up look at this painting shows the effects of aging that forgers would try to achieve. More techniques of the faker. To really pull off a successful fake, expert forgers have to carefully study everything about the artist they plan to copy: style, techniques, paints, and brushes. They need to use the same paints and brushes used for the original painting. An expert forger must study the colors the original artist used. In fact, one common mistake forgers make is to use paints and colors that hadn't even been invented during the original painter's time. Studying the original artist's style is also important for a forger. What brush techniques did the original artist use, and what kinds of things did he or she paint? Forgers need to closely examine the original artist's signature and where it is usually found on a painting. The size of the painting and how it is put in a frame and displayed are also things forgers need to know. One well-known forger, who was put in prison for his crimes, believed it was important to surround himself with piles of books about the artist and to get to know as much about the person as possible. Still, it is not easy for a modern painter to know exactly what life would have been like back in the days when the original artist lived. Once the complicated work of forging a painting is completed, forgers then have to create a story about the art. Where did the work come from, and why wasn't it discovered before? A painter copies Picasso's signature on a painting that he has done in the style of Picasso. Crime detectors, fake busters. As good as many forgers are, most will not fool everyone. Just as there are detectives who solve crimes against people, there are experts whose job is to uncover art crimes. Fake busters are people who try to discover whether or not a work of art is a fake. Like a detective, they use science and the help of police investigators to decide whether the work is real or not. They have several methods to help them figure out whether a work of art is real or forged. Some experts, who know the work of an artist very well, can tell if the painting is a fake or not simply by looking at it. Maybe the marks made by the brush are wrong, or the subject matter doesn't ring true. Some things would be obvious to an expert. Sometimes forgers cut down old frames and resize them to fit the new forgery, But a fake buster would know to check the joints to see if they match the age of the frame. Old nail holes on the back of the piece could be a sign that the painting has been altered in some way. While a fake painting will often have a forged signature, these can be difficult to detect because sometimes the style of an artist's signature changes over time. However, if the signature looks newer than it should, a fake buster will definitely pay attention. Museum scientists take a closer look at works of art. Tools of detection. If there are no visual clues, then other tools can be used to prove if a piece of art is a fake. Using a basic microscope to identify paint colors is one of the simplest ways to detect a painting's age. A special microscope can identify whether substances used would have been available to the original artist. X-ray machines are great tools because they can reveal what is under the surface without damaging the painting. An X-ray can tell whether the lines on the painting are just under the surface or go down all the way. It can tell experts whether the canvas was painted over by allowing them to see the different layers of paint. Different types of light can detect the age of a painting. A special light can show whether paints of different ages have been used. It can also reveal the original artist's drawings. Another light will make more modern paints glow. Sometimes, experts take small pieces of material from the painting and examine them to find out what chemicals they contain. In 1960, a chemical test was used on some Etruscan terracotta warriors. These were statues that the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York bought nearly 50 years ago for a large sum of money. The statues were displayed at the museum for many years, fooling thousands of people. Then, a chemical test on the statues showed that their surface contained something that the Etruscans never used, proving that, after all those years, the statues were forgeries. Etudes by Pablo Picasso undergoing X-ray analysis. In this case, the X-ray doesn't find a forgery, but reveals another Picasso original beneath the top painting. Staying ahead of the forgers. Most famous works of art come with documents. When a piece is sold, information about who bought it and who sold it, and also where it was sold, is usually recorded. This information is important. If a work of art has no documents with it, then there is a good chance that it's a fake. Although there are many ways to detect forged art, it can still be a very difficult task for experts. Skillful forgers know a lot about the artist and the materials that he or she used. They are very careful about painting exactly in the artist's style. Yet experts continue to develop new technology to help fight forgery. For instance, scientists are now using the digital code from computer images. They can make high resolution of the paintings and drawings, and these can show the artist's digital fingerprint. The digital fingerprint can give scientists specific information about the pressure, angle, or thickness of the original artist's strokes of the brush. Some people today believe that there are almost as many fake works of art as original ones. However, with technology continuing to improve, it may become far more difficult for a forger to fool art critics and fake busters. This machine is called a proton accelerator and is used to examine paintings. It can find out how old the painting is and what type of paint was used. We can all appreciate and value art, and we don't have to be skilled artists to do so. Art can tell us about our own and other cultures and provide us with a valuable record of human history. While many great artists have borrowed ideas and been influenced by those before them, they have often taken these ideas and changed them into something that is fresh and new and originally theirs. Forgers are not expressing their own original ideas at all. A famous art critic once said that fakes were like dead objects. They might fool their owners temporarily, but they would never provide lasting pleasure. An original work of art has something a forged piece will never have. It has the touch, the feelings, the interpretation of its creator, and this is what gives it its mark of originality. It could be like comparing fresh flowers with artificial ones. Artificial flowers might have the same color, design, shape, and look of real flowers in every way. Yet, examine them closer. Do they have the same feel? Forging a work of art and fooling many people is definitely a skill. Perhaps would-be forgers could instead use their skills to create something original themselves. In the words of the famous French artist Camille Corot, it is better to be nothing than the echo of other painters. Visitors at an art museum. Index. Art critics. Artwork. Brushes. Canvases. Chemicals. Color. Crime. Cultures. Dehori, Elmire. Design. Digital fingerprint. Masters. Gauguin Paul. Matisse Henry. Picasso Pablo. Renoir Pierre Auguste. Vermeer. Microscope. Money. Phoenicians. Signature. Van Meegeren, Han. X-rays.